Vertical Expression, Part 3 of the RSVP series, written by 36 Save Files, read by Argentum Lupin. Weddings aren't really Jack's thing. His own marriage had ended disastrously enough that he's pretty cynical about showing up for the start of anyone else's, especially if they expect him to bring a gift. But Reese had already RSVP'd for two, and now his friend Yvette has a suspiciously timed scheduling conflict and, well, Jack's relationship with Reese, their real relationship, is still new enough that he's reluctant to deny Reese anything, especially when Reese sounds so woeful about going alone. It's not like people won't expect to see them together. And it's not bad. The ceremony is short, thank God. The dinner that follows is decent, and the bar is open. Jack approves. He also approves of the way Reese's fitted suit clings to his body, accentuating the lines of his hips and legs. In fact, he's so distracted by the pull of the fabric across Reese's thighs that he makes only a half-hearted protest when Reese pulls him to the dance floor. Once he's there, though, he might as well make the best of it. And what better opportunity to put his hands all over Reese in public? Some people resist being led. Jack knows he's one of them. But Reese takes to it like he's known Jack all his life, like he can read Jack's mind. And okay, maybe Jack's showing off a little, spinning Reese around and even dipping him in front of everyone, but Reese is laughing, and Jack finds that he is too. At least he is until the music changes and the tempo turns slow and steady. People around them are coupling up, and those dancing by themselves are suddenly struck by the urge to get another drink. Jack feels Reese still and draw a little away. Reese's face has gone shuttered and anxious, and when he opens his mouth, Jack just knows he's going to offer Jack some excuse, some way out. That he suddenly feels like he's asking for too much, like he's unsure of Jack. To hell with that. Jack pulls Reese further in against him until he can feel Reese's expensive shirt brushing against his. "We can go if you want, babe," he says, low and private, just for the two of them. "But don't you dare stop on my account." He slides his right hand around to Reese's back and takes Reese's right hand in his left and, oh. Reese is staring at where Jack's hand is holding Reese's metal one, and Jack feels like an idiot. He holds Reese's hand more firmly, even though he's not sure how well Reese can feel it, and splays the fingers of his other hand on Reese's back. He noses into Reese's hairline, murmuring, "I mean it. Tell me you want to stop and we'll stop. But don't let those jackasses get in the way of a good time." He starts them moving slowly, just swaying in place, really, and finally, finally, Reese relaxes in his arms. He picks up the pace, and Reese moves with him, fitting himself against Jack like he belongs there. Jack could get used to that. Jack's hand drifts down Reese's back, but because he is a gentleman, or at least he's trying to be, he does not move it further down to grope Reese's ass, instead settling on the small of his back. Reese sighs and leans in, letting Jack move them in small circles on the dance floor. Jack's not normally one for slow songs, but this one goes by too quickly, and before Jack's ready to let go, the beat speeds back up and the dance floor starts getting crowded again. Reese brushes his lips against Jack's, the lightest there and gone touch, and says simply, "Thank you." Then Reese is pulling back, cheeks flushed more than the dancing can account for. Jack lets him slip away reluctantly, but Reese doesn't go far, sliding his hands down Jack's arms. "What do you say we get out of here?" Reese says, ducking his head to look at Jack coyly through his lashes. Jack feels a grin split his face. "Lead the way, pumpkin." And as Reese tows him off the dance floor, Jack thinks that weddings aren't so bad when they end like this. To be continued.